Out of Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts. We're back with Randy after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer today, or visit safeguard.com. Safeguard is a registered trademark of Intervet Sharing Plow Animal Health or Affiliate. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Cattle prices, whether you're talking about calf prices or yearling prices or slaughter cattle prices or cow prices, very strong right now. In a lot of cases, in record territory. And Randy Block with Cattle Facts says there's some reasons why. He talked about cow prices, first of all, with the folks at the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Convention this last weekend in San Antonio, Texas. And according to Randy Block, it's all about limited supplies coupled with a weak Yankee dollar.
Pretty incredible what we're seeing in here with these cow values at these levels. Why are we seeing these cow values this high? Obviously, we have fewer of them to harvest with the decline in inventory, but what's been going on with the dollar? The dollar's been sitting in here very, very weak, hasn't it? It's extremely weak. So with the weak dollar, can we import, can we reach out and bring in much product out of Australia or New Zealand? It's very difficult, isn't it? So what the Australians and New Zealanders do, they look at that global market price for lean beef and they say, I can get paid better for it going to this market, or going to this market. And that's precisely what's happened in here. So we're not able to attract with the weak dollars. We're stimulating exports, which have been phenomenal. We were up 19% this last year. Year to date, exports are up about 40%. The math all works. All those things have worked in our favor in here in the last little bit.
Randy Block says while prices are very high, the longer term outlook, though, unless we start retaining some heifers and rebuilding the mama cow herd, is troublesome.
The numbers are going to be down again this year. The number of cows that we're harvesting is the combination of the number of cows that we're harvesting and the lack of heifer retention, the beef cow herd is going to continue to decline. Now, when you look at this decline in numbers, you have to keep in mind the increase in weights that we've gone through here over the same time period. The weight increase has offset about two-thirds of the number increase. So on an annual basis, if weights increase at the rate of 6 to 7 pounds, and when I'm talking about weights, please understand I'm talking about carcass weights. So if carcass weights increase at the rate of 6 to 7 pounds a year, it's offsetting about two-thirds of that decline in inventory numbers. And you can do that for a period of time, but obviously we need to see this cow herd stabilize and start to grow.
Top hired hand of Cattle Facts, Randy Block. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, April 9th, it's the annual Griswold Cattle Company's Grass-to-Grid Bull Sale in Follett, Texas. Selling over 200 bulls featuring GCC genetics, including registered Angus, Sim-Angus, Simmental, and maintainers. Also selling 40 commercial bred heifers carrying the service of GCC Angus bulls. The sale will be at the Jeff Borquin Sale Facility in Follett, Texas. For more information, call John Griswold at 405-780-3300 or visit their website at gcccattle.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.